Now, let us understand few more disallowables. Before I teach you disallowables, I already taught you disallowables under section 37 2B. That is, advertisement given in the newspaper, advertisement given in the magazine, souvenir, brochure of the political party. And what is the political party? Political party is defined under Political People's Representative Act 1951. So if I give advertisement in the political party magazine or brochure, that will be disallowed, fully disallowed. Now, but tell me one thing, what exactly is the meaning of disallowance? Is disallowance a wrong thing? No. Disallowance means the expenses have actually been incurred, but those expenses shall not be considered as expenses, that is allowable, those expenses shall not be allowable under income tax. It is not a wrong expense, but the expenses will not be allowed because of certain deficiencies in, what you call it, in their performance. Now let us understand the first expense. Now, whenever disallowance comes, disallowances are always under Section 40 of the Income Tax Act. Now, Section 40 of the Income Tax Act talks about disallowances of expenses. But expenses are genuine. Expenses are real. Expenses are bona fide. But these expenses fail to perform certain criterias. That's why these expenses shall not be allowed, shall not be deducted while computing the total business income. So the first is Section 40A1 of the Income Tax Act. Small a, 1 of the Income Tax Act, which says that if TDS is not deducted, on interest or on royalty or on technical fees, if TDS is not deducted on royalty, on interest and on technical fees, which is paid to and to a foreigner or an NRI in India. If the interest, royalty or technical fees is paid to a foreigner or NRI, that is paid to outside India, instead of foreigner you should write outside India, then this interest, royalty, technical fees is a business expenses, no doubt. It is an actual expenditure, no doubt. But this will not be allowed as a deduction because the TDS, tax deducted at source, has not been paid to the government. Mind it well. If the person earns interest in India, who is a foreigner or who is NRI, should he not pay interest to India? Should he not pay tax in India? Because the source of interest, the source of income is in India. When the source is in India, it is the duty of that person to pay tax in India. Because the income is generated in India, which is given to outsiders. But the Indian income tax says that you have to pay the tax. Because Section 9 says, if you will see Section 9, this interest, royalty, technical fees which are earned in India either by a foreigner or by an outsider outside of India or by NRI who is in India. Now, you must deduct the tax. Who will deduct the tax? The payer of such income. The payer of such income shall deduct the tax and pay it or deposit it to the government of India, that amount of tax. on their behalf. And if it is not done, if tax is not deducted, then the entire expenditure of royalty, technical fees, shall not be allowed as a deduction. This you must keep in mind. So section 40A1 says that if interest, royalty or technical fees is given outside India or to NRI who is in India without deducting his share of tax which is to be paid to the Indian government, then the entire amount will be disallowed in the hands of the payer of this income. Is that clear? So this is section 40A1 of the Income Tax Act. Now, let us go to section 40A1A of the Income Tax Act. 40A1A, which says that if TDS is not deducted on brokerage or on rent or on professional services or on commission, etc., etc., or on contract, if the TDS is not deducted on brokerage under section 194H, if TDS is not deducted on rent under section 194I, if TDS is not deducted on professional services under section 194J, if TDS is not deducted on contract under section 194C, by the person to the persons who are providing these things, even they are in India. Suppose I have provided brokerage, I am an Indian resident, I have provided brokerage, I have given services to a company who is in India, I am an Indian person, I am resident in India, and the company has given me brokerage, my brokerage for the services provided, but the company has failed to deduct the TDS on such brokerage. The company, I have my house in India, I am a resident Indian, I have given my house on rent to a company and the company gives me rent without deducting the portion of tax. In such cases, this amount shall also be disallowed. What is the difference between earlier section 40A1 and section 40A1A? Under section 40A1, the payment was made to a foreigner, that is outside India, or to NRI. Here, the payment is made to an Indian resident, the person who is in India, under section 6, subsection 1, read. So this is how you have to say. So, if the TDS is not deducted on such payments and the persons are Indian persons who are providing the services and the payer is also in India, then also this amount is actual, this amount is real, this amount is bona fide. Still, it shall not be allowed as a deduction because the payment is made without deducting the tax at source and depositing the same to the government. So, my dear friends, the government needs money frequently. If you pay your taxes after the end of the year, how the government would run? How the government will pay salary to its staff? How the government will make hospitals and pay the salary to the staff? How the government will have, what you call it, defense? How the government will have payment to the police? How the government will run infrastructure? How the government will run the port? How the government will run the airport? Does it not require money every moment? And if you pay that amount after an end of the year, how the government would survive? So that's why TDS is there. The moment you earn, you must pay the tax. And here, if the brokerage has been provided to the person, if the services have been provided to the person, but and the brokerage has been paid without the tax, even that person is an Indian resident, the payer and payee both are Indian resident, then also this amount will not be allowed as a deduction unless and until TDS is paid and deposited. Even if the TDS is deducted but not paid, shall not be allowed as a deduction. It must be paid, deducted and paid to the government authority within the stipulated period. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand. Now, the second concept is, what is disallowable? There is a section called as section 40A2 of the Income Tax Act. Under section 40A2, if income tax is debited in the profit and loss account, if self-assessment tax is paid, debited in the profit and loss account, if advance tax is debited in the profit and loss account, advance income tax, if provision for income tax is debited in the profit and loss account, these are expenses, no doubt. Accountancy says it is an outgo, but income tax says, under section 40a(2), that income tax is not an expense, because you have not spent money, you have not paid tax to earn the income. You have paid the tax because first there was income and it is your liability, it is your duty, it is your obligation to pay the tax. So income tax cannot be treated as an expense. Accountancy treats it as an outgo. Income tax will never treat it as an expense. So income tax will not be allowed as a deduction under section 40A(2) of the Income Tax Act. Now, suppose I have got a branch in Germany and that branch pays tax on the profit in Germany. I have paid the tax in Germany in respect of the profit from that branch. I have paid the tax to German government and I debit in my profit and loss account to income tax paid in Germany. Rupees 5 lakhs in Indian profit and loss account in respect of that branch. Shall this be treated as income tax under section 40A(2)? I want to ask you a question, that if the taxes are paid in a foreign country in respect of the income, shall they be treated as allowable or not allowable? Even if the income tax is paid in a foreign country, in respect of your business, it shall still be treated as income tax and it shall not be allowable, because if you will see section 2 subsection 43 of the Income Tax Act, it defines income tax. So here, income tax paid in India or income tax paid in a foreign country shall not be allowed as a deduction. You must keep in mind. Now, let us move to another deduction, that is section 40A(2)(a), wealth tax. Income tax will not be allowed as a deduction, whether it is paid in India or in a foreign country. Similarly, wealth tax is also not allowed as a deduction. If you debit in your profit and loss account to wealth tax, Rupees 5 lakhs, it will not be allowed under income tax. Of course it is a tax. Of course it is a payment. Of course it is a cost. Of course it is an outgo. But it shall not be allowed as a deduction. Wealth tax shall not be allowed as a deduction. Because wealth tax is tax on the wealth. Wealth means what? Your assets. Assets means what? Your properties. So as per Wealth Tax Act 1957, if you have got the assets which are specified under section 2EA of the Wealth Tax Act, certain assets are specified in the form of residential house, more than one, in the form of yacht bought, in the form of or aeroplane, or in the form of urban land, or in the form of cash exceeding 50,000 rupees, or in the form of jewelry, or in the form of what we call it, what we say, aeroplane, etc., then it will not be allowed. So wealth tax is tax on the properties. Certain properties are covered. Again, I will tell you, residential property, cash exceeding 50,000 rupees, yacht bought and aeroplane and motor car and jewelry and urban land. These are your properties. If you pay the wealth tax on your properties, that wealth tax shall not be allowed as a deduction while computing the total income of the person. Because wealth tax is disallowable under section 40A-2A of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? Now, once you have understood this, let us understand the most important point under section 40A-3. This is salary paid outside India without TDS. If I pay salary, suppose I have got an employee in America and I pay him salary from India, but I don't deduct the TDS on this salary, then that amount shall not be allowed, because if the amount has been paid to a foreigner without deducting the tax on the salary, because the foreigner is earning the salary from India. What is the source country? The source country is in India, because this foreigner is appointed by me and is working on my behalf. And if I do not deduct the salary, then that shall not be allowed. This salary will not be allowed as a deduction. So these are the deductions under section 40A of the Income Tax Act. Now I will come to next deduction, that is section 40A-2 of the Income Tax Act. Now section 40A-2 says that if the payment is made to the relatives. Now I have got, this is my profit and loss account. I pay salary to my brother who has not completed his graduation, and I pay him salary for rupees 10 lakhs. Now, is it not extra? Is it not excessive? Is it not unreasonable? I am paying 10 lakh rupees yearly to a non-graduate because he is my brother. Have I not tried to reduce my profits? Yes. So income tax says under section 40A-2 that if the payment is made to a relative which is excessive or unreasonable in the view of the assessing officer, then that payment to that extent shall be disallowed. Suppose the officer says, no, you can pay him salary up to 3 lakhs only. Now 7 lakhs rupees shall be disallowed. Similarly, I am a partner in a firm. Suppose this is firm A, say for partnership firm A and firm B. Now firm, I am a partner in firm B, say 50% profits. And I am partner in firm A also, say 50% profit. Now firm A makes the purchases from firm B in which I am a partner, I am also a partner in firm A. The market rate of a particular product is 1 lakh rupees, but I debit 2 lakhs rupees here. Excess amount has been debited in the profit and loss account of firm A, which are purchases from firm B, because I want to inflate the expenses of firm A and pay the less taxes because the income will be less. The Income Tax Act section 40A-2 says that if the payments are excessive or unreasonable made to the relative, so here firm A and firm B will be regarded as relative. This is how we have to understand. So any excess payment made shall be treated as relative, and that shall be disallowed under section 40A-2 of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand. No. So, now I am going to tell you a very interesting section, section 40A3. What is section 40A3? That if the payment of expenses, if the payment of expenses is made otherwise than the account pay check or account pay draft which exceeds ₹20,000 in a day, in that case such payment shall be disallowed. What I have written? If the payment of the expenses is made otherwise than by account pay check or account pay draft and the payment is in excess of ₹20,000 in a day, then the payment shall be disallowed. Let us understand. Suppose I make the purchases from Mr. A, to whom I know. I have got old relations with him. For ₹50,000. And I make him the payment of ₹50,000 in cash or by bearer check or by cross check, then this payment will be disallowed. The payment to Mr. A should have been always by account payee check. Again I am telling you, if the assessee makes the payment for expenses more than 20,000 in a single day to one person, then that amount shall be allowed only when such payment is made by account pay check or account pay draft only. However, if the payment is made in cash or by bearer check or by cross check or by other means, then such payment shall be disallowed. But the payment must be more than 20,000. Now I have made the payment of 50,000 in cash. How much will be disallowed? Shall it be disallowed 30,000 or shall the entire amount shall be disallowed? Entire amount shall be disallowed. Suppose you make the payment of say 20,001. In that case also the entire amount of 20,001 shall be disallowed because you have not made the payment by account pay check or account pay draft. Please understand, dear students, the payment must be made for expenses by account pay check or account pay draft. Now, I want to ask you a question. Suppose I have made the purchases of ₹50,000 from Mr. A on say 1/4/2013 and I have made payment of rupees say 10,000 on 5/4/2013 and 10,000 on 10/4/2013. Shall it be allowed? Yes, because on a single day it is not crossing. So payment of expenses more than 20,000 shall be disallowed. But suppose I have purchased plant and machinery for ₹2 lakhs for my business, which is to be used by me for my business, and I paid the entire amount in cash. Shall it be disallowed? The answer is no, because it is not an expense. It is an asset. This section 40A3 is only restricted to expenses, and not to the assets. But there are certain situations, there are certain circumstances where I must make the payment in cash. I don't have any option. Suppose I am a transporter and my truck has gone to Kolkata and the diesel is required for rupees 25,000 in my two trucks. Now, my dear friends, I have check, but they don't accept it because they don't know me. The petrol pump owners at Kolkata do not know me. I am from Mumbai. I am new to them. They will never accept my check. So there is a particular rule which says that if the payment can be, this payment can, this condition of section 40A3 shall not be applicable in certain situations. Certain exceptions are provided under rule 6DD of the Income Tax Act. What is 6DD? Which says that if the purchaser and seller is new to each other, then it shall not be applicable. Second, if the purchases are made from an agriculturist, then also you can make the payment. Suppose you purchase grains. You are a dealer in grains. You are a businessman in grains. And you purchase the agricultural product directly from an agriculturist. Then also it will be allowed, because the payment made to an agriculturist shall be allowed as a deduction. This 40A3 will not be applicable. Payment made on a public holiday. Suppose there are banks, all the banks are closed. Then also this 40A3 shall not be applicable. Payment made where there is no banking culture. Suppose at a place no bank is there. They will not accept my check. So the payment shall be allowed. So my dear friends, certain exceptions are provided. They are provided under Rule 6DD of the Income Tax Act. So, payments more than 20,000 rupees, otherwise than a account pay check or account pay draft, shall be, what you call it, disallowed. If provided it is more than 20,000 rupees made on a single day. Suppose I make the payment of 25,000 rupees by just drawing two lines. Shall it be allowed? The answer is no. The payment must be made by account pay only. You must write account pay only. If account pay is not written, then it is simply a cross check or cross draft. And even if you pay the cross check or cross draft or bearer check, it will not be allowed. So this is how section 40A3. What section 40 says? The expenses are genuine, but these expenses fail to perform or to fulfill certain conditions entailed with these. That's why it shall not be allowed. Is that clear? So here we conclude chapter 6, that is business or profession. Thank you very much.